Sports Talk with Joe Smith is proud to present Behind the Scenes with IU Vice President and Director of Athletics, Fred Glass, brought to you by IU Athletics. Come on back home again to Indiana. It's a whole new ballgame. Buy tickets now at IUHoosiers.com. Now, from Yogi's at the corner of 10th and Indiana, here's Joe Smith and Fred Glass.
So, lots going on. Women's hoops tonight. The fellas off and shooting big-time hoops. That'll be on Thursday. NCAA soccer time for Todd Yeagley and the Booters. Our monthly visit tonight with IU Vice President Director of Athletics, Fred Glass. Brought to you in part by the Department of Intercollegiate Athletics, 24 sports, one team. A little bit later, mentioning soccer, Coach Todd and, well, all Big Ten first-team standouts, Tanner Thompson and Grant Lillard. We'll get a feel of offense. We'll get a feel of defense. One prevents, the other sets up, and the Hoosiers have been doing a pretty good job of that here over the course of the last 12 matches. The Hoosiers obviously embarking upon what could be a ninth national championship when it's all said and done, but it's always interesting to get the postseason rolling in that great sport and tradition at Indiana U, and that is men's soccer. They'll play a match, by the way, in the second round at Armstrong. Who they will play will be determined on Thursday between either Boston U or Connecticut that will be coming into Bloomington, the Yeagley pitch in Armstrong Stadium. It's that time of year, along with our in-studio producer, Jim Ritter, high atop our One City Center studios downtown. Joanna Glasscott and Mike Glasscott are on-site producers and all of our sponsors, including IU Athletics. Hi again, everyone. Joe Smith, our Tuesday night home away from home, and Yogi's Grill and Bar here at the corner of 10th and Indiana, and joining us for his monthly visit. This is a laid back, and boy, I'm going to catch my breath and welcome you on board. We got so much going on, but it's that time of year, and it's doggone it. It's been a lot of fun so far, and hopefully the big fun is yet to come. Hi, Fred.
Hey, Joe, always good to be with you and always great to be here at Yogi's. And you're right. Yeah, this is the time when the football and basketball is overlapping. The other sports are shifting from fall to winter, and then there's tons and tons of activity, but it's a lot of fun.
It is indeed a lot of fun, and, you know, we talk with soccer, and we're going to have a lot of conversation coming up. But, you know, one number pops out, and that is the number 29. And we start weighing, national championships aside, appearances, total wins. Jerry Yeagley, the godfather of college soccer, it's just great to get that sport into the postseason.
Yeah, it is, Joe, and what a great streak that is, 29 in a row. Yeah, that's kind of like Lou Gehrig kind of deal, and they fought to keep that going and going in with lots of momentum. I can't remember the last time, other than the last game with those crazy penalty kicks, yeah. But they hadn't lost a game in I don't know how many games. So coming in with lots and lots of momentum. And, you know, you and I were talking before the game, it feels, or a little bit before the show, it feels like 2012 a little bit, just hitting the momentum at the right time. And so we'll see. They'll be ready to go.
Well, and again, we're guaranteed a match and maybe more. It's November, and, you know, Indiana's sitting with the 16 seed, which means that obviously they'll have to take on the one seed the way things are shuffled in as far as the pairings go, and that is Wake Forest. But Indiana has had good success from that 16 seed, as you mentioned. That's a good analogy there,
yeah.
Fred.
Well, I stole it from you, Joe. So
well, I mean, you know, the last time we were there, we did add another star to the Adidas jerseys. Well, we had hoops last night, and we have hoops tonight. Terry Moore, now season number two, game number two, and that starts here in about 50 minutes with a tough hombre in 24th-ranked Chattanooga. And I didn't realize until I got working on the game that Jim Foster, you know, he left Ohio State. He's been there, and he's done nothing but win and resurrect a program that was on the low side in the Southern Conference.
Yeah, he's a tremendous coach, and it's a tremendous program. Be a real test for our kids. Well, I like the way they've looked early on,
yeah,
in the season, and they know what they're doing, and they're moving it around, and they've blended in the new kids with some of the veterans, you know, I mean, sophomores, you call them veterans, but other veterans too, and You know, I got my credential on, and I'm going to head over there right after the show.
Yeah, and we'll let you out early. You're having a nice dinner. That's why we just fly by the seat of our – we eat by the seat of our pants and fly and work by the seat of our pants, but that's why we come in here to take a breather at Yogi's once a month with you.
That's the beauty of live radio, and it's the beauty of being live from Yogi's because I like to come here and eat when I'm paying for it. This is nice to slip in and have a little on the side while we're doing our show.
Well, it stopped raining as well, so hopefully the basketball women can post them a quality win. I think it's important, too. You know, Terry's done a good job in not only with recruiting, getting her players in here in a relatively short period of time, but, you know, gosh, when you hired her and brought her in a year ago August, I mean, now a year totally under her belt where they had a chance to, you know, spend the summer, you know, and really get to know one another. It makes a big difference, doesn't it, when we're talking transition.
It's huge, Joe, and people forget about how that was about as last minute as it gets, you know, making a change. And then the things that are just inherently part of a transition, you know, people sorting themselves out and maybe making a move and all that gets delayed. And I think it ended up reflecting in an unfair way on Terry, because a lot of that business gets taken care of, you know, in the spring, over the summer, and then you kind of get a nice run at it. She had to kind of play that hand out that was not any of her doing. So, and I thought she handled it with great grace. The team actually played well. I remember sitting there talking to Kurt Miller, you know, before that season started, saying, wow, we're gonna be really hard-pressed to match our wins from last year. That would have been last year with the freshmen that are now sophomores. Because he just said, you know, tough schedule. You got to play Maryland twice, Ohio State twice, so forth and so on. And I'll be damned if Terry didn't match the Big Ten win. So I think she did a great job under tough circumstances, and I think having a running start this season will make all the difference.
And I think even prior to going into the Big Ten, this is just what the program needs early season, is to play in this preseason WNIT, because, well, from this point on, nothing but quality opponents, and you're guaranteed a couple of more games between now and the end of the month.
Exactly right. And then you can draw on sure. Lessons learned, and whatever the outcome, it'll be a great experience for our kids.
Well, I know you and Barb sat right down in your seats, right down in front of me last night, along with the other Hoosier faithful, watching an incredible display of offensive basketball, the likes of which had not been seen, at least in the Crean era. And that was unbelievable to watch the ball go in the hole as well and as many times in a row as they did. So the Hoosiers off to a flying 2-0 start.
Yeah, that was crazy. You know, just sitting
that was
watching
crazy.
That. Well, how many, like 17 in a row?
15 straight.
15
basket.
In a row?
Yeah. 18 of our last 20 baskets.
But, you know, and again, it'd be unfair to suggest that that's going to be anywhere typical.
No.
Of course it's not. But, you know, when I go to practice and watch those shooters, I mean, there's like four or five guys that are like, you know, killers, and mix it in with those new guys and the enthusiasm they bring and the hard work. I mean, those guys work hard. So it's fun to watch, and I encourage people to, you know, get tickets to the game. If you got tickets, be sure and come.
You know, that's the thing about this club, and as Tom told us in the post game, it's just a matter of time, because you hit the nail on the head. There are so many different angles with offensive firepower. Zeitzloff, you know, even with that pinky finger broken and dislocated, well, he didn't miss a. Well, as a matter of fact, I was adding it up in the second half. Yogi Ferrell, James Blackman Jr., and Nick Zeitzloff, none of the three missed a three-pointer in the second half. They were 7 of 7.
Wow.
So,
yeah, that's something else.
Creighton, that's a big test tomorrow night, though.
Creighton is a big test. That's a good experience team. Thursday. Good experience team. They're going to come in here and want to give us everything they've got. And, you know, I think our guys will be ready.
It's the Gabbett tip-off game. This is going to be actually Dave Gabbett, of course, a great man for the game of college basketball, passing away here not long ago. But over the course, this is the first of an eight-year program, what they call these Gabbett tip-off games, where the Big Ten matches up with Big East competition. I think we got three of our teams playing tonight, and Indiana, of course, plays Creighton on Thursday night at 7 o'clock before going to Maui. We're both making that trip. You'll get over there before I will, but what a great experience for the guys. Tom Crean's second trip to the island. We were there and took our lumps in year one. That being said, I can remember when Mike Davis went over there following a couple of Bob Knight teams, and Mike came home as a Maui champion, whatever that year was. But what a field that is.
Yeah, it's a crazy field. Talk about finding out where we are. It'll be a good measuring stick for us. And, you know, I thought about poor Tom. First trip to Maui, I remember Notre Dame was double-teaming Tom Pritchard, if you can imagine that. I love Tom, but he was a freshman.
And that Notre Dame team was highly regarded. Remember, they
oh,
were,
yeah.
I mean, that was, yeah, that was a rump-thumping. But okay. That being said, Notre Dame won, you know, did yeah. well. And
but we, you know, we kind of came to a gunfight with a I don't know if it was a switchblade or a sharp stick, but God love Tom for persevering through that and fighting through it. I'm glad he's coming back with a team that reflects really the kind of guys he wants to have, playing the kind of game he wants to play. He had to slow it down and grind it out, which wasn't his style, you know, 6 years ago or 7 years ago. So anyway, it'll be great to be in Maui. And Joe, I promise I'll get down there and I'll stake out some haunts, and I'll be ready for you when you come down.
There you go. I got to, after the show, I got to write down a few of my haunts since I've got a – but that's great that you and Barb and a lot of the people from the athletic department associated within your department, and obviously a good Hoosier delegation. Go, wait till you see this little bandbox play in. You
I know, can't wait to go.
Well, at least it's air-conditioned now. It seats about 2,600.
Yeah. Well, and I'm excited, too. We were just meeting to talk about this today, and we've got about 300 people coming on the Alumni Association's, you know, trip.
Tour, yeah.
And then a bunch of other people that have other ways to get down there. We're expecting probably, you know, we're going to have a big event on Sunday night, and we're thinking there's going to be like 500 or 600 Hoosiers there. We're going to dominate that place. It's going to be awesome.
That'll be great. Looking forward to it. We got to take care of some business, Fish and I, out at Maryland, along with our compadre Buck Sewer, Eric Sewer, going out. We got both Sewers, one in football and one in basketball, and Eric will be on your trip, Fred, and then we'll be joining the Indiana contingent after we beat Maryland on Saturday. That being said, we'll talk a little about the football team. We got the old oaken bucket out in front of us, and lots more. We're just getting started with Fred Glass, Vice President Director of Athletics. We're going behind the scenes with Indiana U Athletics. A little bit later, Todd Yeagley, Tanner Thompson, Grant Lillard joining us as we talk NCAA soccer. About 18 past the hour of 6 o'clock on a Tuesday, our final show of November, and we'll continue along with Fred. When we come back, you're listening to Sports Talk Behind the Scenes, live from Yogi's. Welcome back, everyone, along with producer Jim Ritter, high top One City Center, Mike Glasscott on hand, our on-site producer, along with Joanna Glasscott, and a belated happy birthday to MG3. He's over here celebrating his second birthday over the weekend, eating a French fry and a chicken nugget, which is certainly good for him. Well, we cover a lot of things, but I want to go back and you know, here we talk about coaches starting out, your hires. We talk a little about Terry Moore, and Amanda Janney, and the job, Fred, that she did with our field hockey team. Just an outstanding year. And disappointment, yes, but we had a chance, and boy, the staff did a terrific, terrific job hosting the Big Ten tournament back that first week of November. And well, I think field hockey on the map, won a lot of games, and you rolled a 10-strike there with Amanda.
Yeah, Amanda, great job. 5 Big Ten wins, most in the history of the program. And over the last 4 years, Joe, we'd only won 4 total. So talk about a turnaround. It's really pretty dramatic. And, you know, I'm a big Herman B. Wells aficionado, and Wells always said that the most important thing at the university is the faculty. It's more important than buildings, laboratories, anything else. And in athletics, the coaches are our faculty. And so the most important thing we can do is hire and retain great coaches. And, you know, this class that we have, most recent, is just awesome. It's AJ in field hockey. She knocked the cover off the ball, or whatever the right analogy would be in field hockey. Then Jeremy Wertzman in men's tennis is just killing it. And we're doing things we've never done before in men's tennis, getting recruits that we haven't touched in years in terms of their expectation. Chris Lemonis really didn't skip a beat in baseball, kept going, which sometimes can be really harder to sustain success than come from being down to up. And then Terry Moore and I put in that class too, you know, she was kind of a year ahead. and we've talked about her. So really excited about the quality of coaches that we're attracting.
Again, if you just dialed us in, it's Behind the Scenes with Athletic Director, Vice President Fred Glass, and mentioning Terry Moore and the tip-off with the Chattanooga Mocs coming up here a little past 7 o'clock on the McCracken Court in the Assembly Hall. Oh, mentioning now that basketball's here, what are you hearing about, the fans making it in, making it out? We'll start there. How's that kind of progressing in this transition stage?
Well, thanks to the fans coming early and being patient, I really think it's going well, Joe. You know, we're fighting with one hand tied behind our back at least without able to utilize the South Concourse because they don't exist right now. So I think it's been going well. Disruptions, I think, have been taken in stride. The most frustrating thing, and not all your listeners get impacted by this, but the situation on 37 is just really, really a challenge. And, we're trying to work with NDOT to limit those disruptions, but they're real. And I just encourage your listeners who are out a little bit, come early because there's no way to get around it, literally and figuratively, other than trying to get here early.
Well, that being said, and we talk about our football team, a good testament, just a real gut-wrenching loss. There's a hump there that hopefully will be jumped over, and these next 2 weeks. But getting back, the traffic was horrible, but the crowd wasn't, and it was loud and proud. And they came back. I don't know if this time they left. If they did, they came back and saw a heck of a football game with Michigan. It went against us. But now, Fred, Maryland, and come that last Saturday of this month. But still so much to gain here in this 2015 season.
Absolutely, Joe. I mean, again, thanks to the fans. They turned out. They stayed. They made a difference. Yeah, that was great. And I don't think I could be one bit prouder of these guys, even if the results were flipped. Throw the Rutgers game out, and the Rutgers game wasn't without some positives until the last 15 minutes. But throw that game out, and I think this team's playing some of the best football that's been played around here in a long, long time. I mean, you go toe to toe with this murderer's row we've been faced. You know, undefeated, nationally ranked teams, and early in the season you thought we were going to get a break with Iowa's our crossover, and they're the fifth ranked team in the country and undefeated, and we gave them all they wanted. And you wonder what happens if Jordan Howard's in our backfield against Ohio State first and goal from the six. So and I get that's all loser talk till we win, but man, I am damn proud of this team.
Yeah.
And not the results that we want, and I'm disappointed, but I'm not discouraged, because these kids are given some really good teams that are playing hard and playing well everything they want and more.
And on our Fred Glass honor roll, among other student athletes, well, one in particular, since we're talking football, and that's Griffin Oaks, our outstanding place kicker, four field goals that tied a school record. But two, it was great to see Griffin. I know he had a rough game, about three back. Kickers are kickers, but that being said, Big Ten special teams player of the week, and who knows, the next couple of weeks he might have the game winner, and we'll
Absolutely.
Get that elusive win, and we'll go to PU with the bucket, and with every thought and intention to bring the doggone thing back. But
about Griffin's bounce back? I mean, that's tough on a kicker.
It is.
Out there all by your lonesome, and he's the nephew of the great Dominic Iarea of Iarea's fame of Indianapolis.
Pizza,
and so they've got
Or is that Iarea Produce? What are they?
Pizza's best Italian
Iarea
restaurant
pizza.
In Indy.
Yeah.
So he's got good genes.
They still up on Illinois?
South College Avenue.
South College,
yeah,
that's right.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
hard to find, isn't it?
It is hard to find.
It
yeah,
really
it's
is.
It's on a one-way, got
yeah,
to loop
yeah.
around, but it's worth it.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
It's worth it.
It's almost as good as Yogi's.
I tell you another thing. Man, we traverse once in a while and go off the subject area, but we're both really from Indianapolis natives. But hey, I tell you, it's time for your spotlight and also your employee of the month. And we've been talking a lot about our teams, our student athletes, and I'll just give you that lead in, because where would they be without the outstanding medical staff across the board? It's widespread. It's very it's like a team within a team, and a very, very professional Hoosier medical team.
Yeah, Joe, I could not be more proud of our sports medicine department. Indiana's been known for innovation in so many ways. We've been an innovator in sports medicine. We've added sports medicine wellness for our students that play intercollegiate athletics. Having more athlete trainers, more doctors, our budget has gone up considerably because we want to make sure they have first-class care. Department's led by Andy Hipskin, known to many of your listeners, local boy, made good, former student athlete himself. Known in some quarters as Dr. McDreamy because of his incredible good looks. But he's a professional through and through. He leads a great department. And you look up and down the list of people in that department. I'm not going to read everybody in the department, Joe, because it's too dang long. But, you know, you got Tim Garl, who's an institution. Joe Lucan, an institution. A lot of newer Wendy Poppy, has been around, done a great, great job for a long, long time. Ashley Warren, a great new doctor that Dr. Rink recruited to be part of our group. So anyway, it's a great, great group from top to bottom. Craig Tweedy is doing an outstanding job with the football team. But I'm going to pick any one of these and they'd be worthy, but I'm picking Dr. Robert Black as my employee in the spotlight. Longtime member of the department, and I thought he'd be a good choice because he's the doctor for the women's basketball team, among others, and they're going out tonight, and I'm hoping that that's going to be good karma to pick Dr. Robert Black as my employee in the spotlight.
I tell you, Robert doing a great job there, and Robert was in the Hinkie Hall of Champions after the ball game Saturday night for Bill Mallory's birthday celebration, and Robert was just kind of, I mean, he's been around forever, but he was under John Miller and great doctors in the Mallory era. So, Robert is an institution, and I think you might be right. I mean, that's great karma here because tip-off in about 30 minutes. So that'll be the story until December. I know you want to get out to the hall and finish your great meal here at Yogi's and do that. And while you do that, we'll hear a little soccer. We see Tanner Thompson and Grant Lillard have arrived along with Todd Yeagley. And they have begun their prep work for whoever as the NCAA embarks for the Soccer Hoosiers. Brother, we won't see you at Maryland because you'll be on your way to Maui. We'll see you on the island and give my best to Barb, and we'll see you in here at your favorite restaurant. December 15th?
And about any day in between.
And any day in between. And you see him in here a lot. Fred Glass, thanks
brother. Joe. Appreciate it.
And we'll continue along and talk Indiana U soccer with Todd Yeagley and a couple of outstanding standouts offensively, defensively, getting ready for the big show, the postseason, and hopefully a ninth Adidas star on that Indiana soccer jersey. We'll be back. You're listening to Sports Talk. We're live from Yogi's. Welcome back, everyone. About 26 minutes before the top of the hour, all kinds of time to talk Indiana University men's soccer, as we always do this time of year. We always talk in preseason with Todd Yeagley. We talk getting ready after the draw comes out for the NCAA tournament because, Todd, we look at that number. I just discussed it with your boss, Fred Glass. That 29 says it all when it comes to the postseason. 29th appearance, it never gets old, does it, my friend? Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having us. No, it doesn't, and it's getting harder and harder, quite honestly, and I know our team doesn't take that number for granted. We talk about it. We don't overemphasize it, but it's a pretty special number, and it just shows how much great talent we've had through the years, and I think the consistency of our program is still one of the things we're most proud of, and that's a good measuring stick of consistency.
No question about it, and the record number of wins, and to add on to that will the start the 2015 postseason against the team you don't know who it is as we sit and converse here on a Tuesday night. It's going to be an Eastern team, UConn. There's been some rivalry with the Huskies down through the years, or the Terriers of Boston U. What do they get together on Thursday?
Thursday night.
So talk a little about this preparation before you find out about who. What are you kind of concentrating on now? Is it a breather time? Time maybe to step back and give the men a a breather, so to speak?
Well, they're both here right now. We can't talk too much. We want to give our whole week away.
Yeah.
No, they're we're going to obviously keep the guys really fresh and make this take advantage of the fact that we don't have a game Thursday. And, you know, the preparation for us as a staff, you know, we'll look at both teams. We'll be ready for both ahead of the game and then refocus back on the team that advances with such a short window to prepare. So we're preparing for two teams right now. And, you know, obviously our attention is mostly on our own guys to make sure that they're ready to play Sunday.
You know, you look at the – and we talked about your preseason. We talked about the spring when we had you on before the season began with the Adidas. And there wasn't a lot of humps and bumps. This has been a fun team to watch go out and compete many, many times. One goal has been enough because of your outstanding play defensively, especially so here, Todd, over these last 12 matches. We won't go into penalty kicks. You know how I feel about that. But that being said, quality opponent in Maryland. They went on and won the Big Ten tourney title. But this team's been fun to watch develop defensively, hasn't it? With a lot of young guys that have fit into the young guys that you had.
Right. I think it's been evolving for, you know, these past two seasons. The way we've, you know, both seasons have had a nice flow to them these past 2 years. We had a tough week this year. But outside of that, the season, even though every game is very difficult and we have a tough schedule, these guys have managed it really well, and we've been in a good, consistent frame of mind. And I think that's been developing, not just in the offseason, but in the last year. And, you know, our team defending has always been something we're very proud of when it comes to limiting teams to few opportunities, quality opportunities. Mm-hmm. But certainly, you know, with Grant, he's been a big part of that these past 2 years. I'm really taking a lot of pressure off with his ability to win balls in the air and his organization and the development of our other defenders. We've become a really, really good defensive group. And that, again, starts high in the field, but ultimately you got to have your keeper. Your back four and your holding midfield are very, very connected. And that's a very good group right now.
Well, we're pleased to have, and we have one that giveth and one that taketh away. We have the best midfielder in the Big Ten in Tanner Thompson, an underclassman, and we have Grant Lillard. And we have spoken to both on occasion. And Grant, we'll start with you since we're talking defense, and just talk a little about your game individually, and where you've raised the bar from that outstanding freshman year that you had to where you are and where you're going with this bunch.
Yeah, I mean, it's my second year here. I'm still sharing the back line with Krev, and I really like playing with him. I feel like he complements my game really well, and I feel like we just built a really good chemistry through this second year now. And I mean, Billy's back there too, and it's the second year playing with him. And then I played with Andrew for 2 years in high school, so I knew exactly what he was going to provide and help us. And I really think we just complement each other well. We have a lot of faith in each other, and we work well together.
Well, and that building that chemistry, that defensive chemistry, Grant, is so key. And that was a big key during that winning stretch when you were winning a lot of close games. It had to be good because, well, one was plenty, and that was kind of the mantra you guys have taken as a defensive motto. Hey, give us one, and we won't give any.
Yeah, games go pretty well when that happens, so I'm pretty happy.
Where'd you raise the bar this year in your play? Coach just briefly touched on it, but where do you feel that you have improved and where you are headed here now that the postseason's arrived?
I think organizationally I've improved a lot, trying to get guys to be in the right spot, take away passing lanes and stuff like that, being more connected with Krev and the rest of the back line and our holding mid. Frankie's done an amazing job for us, having that triangle really the centerpiece of our defense. And we've just done really well communicating more this year than I think last year.
And Todd, that is so key. And I mean, we talk about defense winning championships, and it has 8 times for Indiana U in men's soccer. But the communication that Grant was alluding to and the chemistry and knowing where the other guy is.
Yeah, Grant has made some really nice strides in that area. You know, Derek, that's one of his most natural abilities, his ability to communicate and his focus. And yet Grant's ability to be so dominant, not on the ground only defensively, but in the air, and his composure and his ability to read the game separates himself. And I've told this many times to Grant. I think he has an ability to be one of our most special backs that we've ever had here. And I don't say that I say that with sincerity. That's a pretty good company. And I think he's the best defender in the conference. Tanner obviously was awarded with the midfield. And it shows with, again, the way we've been able to limit quality chances. It's not always your goals against is the only measure.
Sure.
I think it's a big measure in how many quality chances that you give up. And that starts, again, from up front, but it really is connected to our midfield. I think Grant alluded to Frankie Moore. What a phenomenal year he's had in his first year, filling a really important role, because if he doesn't do his job very well in midfield, puts a lot of pressure on Grant, Derek, our entire back line, and Colin. And I've been really pleased with Frankie's performance. He is way ahead of most freshmen in his ability to handle the back of midfield.
And, you know, you really had an inkling that Moore was going to be that key piece that you were looking for. I mean, it's hard sometimes, and I know Grant came from high school being the All-American. He was a highly touted player, then doing what he did. And now to see, how pleasurable is that to see these freshmen step up into your program with this tradition and get the job done?
We knew Frankie was on the doorstep last year. You know, you had a fifth year with Dylan Lax, who really had such a good feel of the position. That took a lot of time to develop, and he was working with Jacob Bushu and kind of handling that role. And Frankie, great situation for him to be patient in that first year in his red shirt to come in and be, I would say, as good as a freshman we've had in that role in many years, and then including some really, really, really good players that we've had. And then again, Andrew Gutman, as Grant mentioned, he's plays like a player that's been 2-3 years in college. And losing Patrick Duty, who was such a dominant player in what he gave us on both sides of the ball, Andrew stepped in and really done a nice job. And I think that's, again, why we're continuing our trend of getting back to, you know, defending wins and championships. This group really understands that, and we have the talent in that part of the field to help us with that.
Well, you got another guy sitting to your right who's very talented and really is in the middle of his outstanding collegiate career at Indiana U out of Loomis, California. We're talking about Tanner Thompson, and 2 years running now. Best midfielder in the league, all Big Ten again, and one of the top assist men in all of college soccer. He knows what he's doing. He knows where his teammates are, and once in a while he'll score you a goal. But his leadership and his athletic ability and his sense and passion for the game are unquestioned.
Tanner, yes, no question. We challenged Tanner last year and said, Tanner, it's now time to raise your game and become a dominant midfielder. And certainly being the accolades that he received last year, that unbiased to us, being a top three for the player of the year, a first team All-American, the first sophomore we've had for over 15 years, says enough.
Yeah.
And I think Tanner has made those strides, and he's a player that every team will key on. And yet we have other players that when that happens, we can find other ways to score goals. But I'm really pleased on Tanner's growth. He is as good a midfielder as in the country, and we're very fortunate to have him.
Well, Tanner Thompson is joining us, and Tanner, talk a little about your season to date, and obviously you can't beat the postseason, especially you playing on one of the top teams in the country. I don't care where you're ranked right now. It's the tradition, the Indiana Stars on those jerseys. How you kind of sizing up where the team is right now, and here you sit. You were here yesterday watching the thing here at Yogi's. The 16th seed kind of bodes well. You were there in 12, bingo, won a national championship. Where's this team at right now?
I mean, we're sitting in a great spot right now. The last 10, 11 games, we've been doing very well. We've been locking it down defensively, and we've been able to find that one or two goals that we need to win games. So we're in a great spot right now. Tourney time's the best kind of time, so we're all looking forward to what's ahead.
You know, you're talking about, I know you're a sister right there at the top with anyone in the country, but that being said, you've got 3 or 4 game winners, don't you, when one has been enough? Talk about when the offense is needed. You still know where to put that foot to the ball and where it goes.
Yeah, I mean, it's nice to have confidence in the guys in the back where you only need a goal or two, but in those certain situations, we're confident in our guys going forward. I'm confident in the guys around me, and we're going to make the right pass and find the right finish when we need to, whether it's off of corner kicks, free kicks, or just in the run of play. So we're very confident moving forward.
You know, you're getting a lot of leadership from your captain, Femi, and Hollinger Jansen, and here he is being Femi. Talk a little about the offense collectively and how it's come to the fore, especially during this stretch of play, these last 12 games that really turned the heads of a lot of people saying, hey, you know what Indiana's done here in the last 12 games? They're going to get a national seed.
Yeah, Femi leads us. He's our captain, and he does very well for us. He's moved up into a more advanced position, and his ability to hold the ball up and his frame that he has is bar none. He's very good at what he does, and he makes hard runs for us. And then he's been able to find the back of the net for us time and time again this year. So moving forward, we're counting on him to continue that kind of run. And like I said, we're feeling very confident.
I kind of lost track of your assists. I think going into the Big Ten tournament, you had you were leading, I think, the conference with nine and doing awfully well there. Talk a little about where you wanted to kind of raise your game, being the kind of quarterback, if you will, on the field offensively, setting up the offense, Tanner.
Yeah, I think just in training we do it a lot, and when you get in those situations, those 3v2s, 2v1 situations, you have to take advantage of it, and there's been a few times this year where I would like to have certain moments back, but you can't have them back, and so just continually training it so when they do come up in the game, whether it's lay it off to someone else for their finish or find the finish yourself, it's something we work on in practice every day, and it's something that we definitely put a lot of emphasis on because those are the key moments in the game.
One of the top conferences without question in the country, and you know it's not like any other major sport where, I mean, you're talking about 16 teams that are seated, and you know, then you're invited, so to speak, or become an at-large team. When did you feel this team was really getting on a roll after a brief hump their early season? Where do you think things really started rolling?
I would say the Louisville game was a turning point. Winning that game, it was a close game against a top team, and I think that was really the turning point for us. But I've had confidence in this team all throughout the year, even through those little humps that we've had. I felt confident that we're going to win games. I haven't gone into a game questioning anything. Our motto is to expect to win, and that's what I have going into every game. And even through the humps and stuff, it's just important to make sure you continue to expect to win. Results will come, and they have in the last 10 games.
Tanner Water, you've been around the block a couple of times now in the league. League's getting tougher, especially with the inclusion of Maryland and Rutgers, obviously, in the sport of soccer. What are you learning about yourself now as the years go by about your process toward the game of play, the flow offensively and defensively? Is it getting tougher each year to compete in a league with standout talent at both ends of the field?
Yeah, I do think college soccer in general is improving. Guys coming in, there's guys, Jordan Morris, for example, he's playing with the national team. I think the college soccer game is moving in the right direction, and every team you play is going to be a battle. And in the conference, bringing Maryland and Rutgers, they're definitely good teams. They've showed that throughout this year. So every game's a battle.
Well, and we've been talking with Tanner Thompson, the outstanding Big Ten midfielder of the year. Again, all Big Ten for the second time on that first team, along with Grant Lillard, the outstanding defender. You said it, Coach, right at the top. It is year in, year out. Not getting any easier, but it's still the opportunity now to start this new season, if you will, because everyone with an equal chance to move on and offensively, defensively, you got to like where you are right now.
We do. I mean, you look at the field, and, you know, there's two teams that were in last year's Final Four that aren't even in the field. And that doesn't happen in many sports. You could take the next 15 teams that were bubble teams, and these are all really, really good teams. So, again, we're really pleased where we are. This gives us an opportunity to win something special. And everyone starts at zeros again, and this is why we call this the third season of the year. And the team, what I'm very proud of is that we typically are playing at our best at this time, and that's your goal. And I think that's very true to this team, and that gives the team confidence. I think they take confidence in the fact that this program wins this time of year. It's not an anxiety. It's not a fear like I've got to do what they did. I think that's just comes in like this is what we do. We win in the tournament. Besides win a lot of games before that to get in this situation. So I love, and some teams are tight. They're feeling like, oh, this is our only chance. May not get there again. There's an expectation to win. It's not a slogan. It's what these guys feel. It's what our staff feels. We've all been in the uniform. And I like the way this team, I've liked this team from the day one. We've told them, you know, we're very honest with them. I felt this team had a special blend. I felt the balance of the team was very good as we've had in many years. And you can't take one thing away from this team and say we've solved Indiana for the day. We can beat you in different ways. And, again, defensively, we've been very difficult all year. That stat that we're third or fourth with the least amount of shots given up, I'm really proud of because that just shows how tough it is to break us down.
Well, and I want to ask the fellas, and we'll let them go and enjoy Yogi's here tonight, but Grant, talk a little about, and I'm never one to dwell on last year is last year, but, you know, this is Indiana's time of the year. That's why you came here. You know what it's all about. This is the big stage now, and I know you're ready to embrace that.
Yeah, exactly. When getting recruited in high school, thinking about where I wanted to play, I knew that Indiana has such a strong tradition, rich tradition, and everything that they have here. And that's like one of the big reasons why I wanted to come here and play here, represent Indiana soccer and what it stands for.
You know, it has been, and going all the way back to preseason training, even back to the spring, you guys were successful. You had some good spring matches. You had a good preseason leading into the IU Adidas Classic back in late August. In the back of your minds, though, being ousted early with a higher seed, was that something that you flushed, or did you use it as a reminder that this team's a little different? Let's see what we can do.
Yeah, last year hurt, and it's just a reminder that just any game, this could be your last game. You got to make all of it that you can at one time. You got to take the moment and try to get that win because you want to move on to the next round.
You know, Coach talked about that shots allowed on goal. Talk a little about that, how proud all of you guys defensively are of what has been to date. That is an incredible stat.
Yeah, we take a lot of pride in that. The back line, we talk about that sometimes, just not giving up shots, trying to block shots, just having really good principles, defending one-on-one, like the important moments where they could get a shot off, but we have good team defense, good communication with each other to make sure that we can stop them. I mean, Coach said it, like, starts at the top. It's not all us. It's team defense. Our team defense is unbelievable. And it was that way last year, too. And this year, we've just gotten that much better.
Well, we wish you well, Grant, and good seeing you again. And we'll have hopefully maybe another meeting here, who knows, here over the last couple of weeks. Thanks for dropping in. And, Tanner, I got to ask you before leaving, too, any extra motivation, again, not dwelling on what wasn't and what did not come about, did you use it individually yourself to propel going into the 2015 campaign?
Yeah, I think Grant hit it on the head. Just every moment, you never know. Going into the games, you prepare well, but there's key moments in games that happen, and you have to take advantage of those key moments, or something like last year can happen. And we're not dwelling on it. We're not even really thinking about it, but it's always in the back of your mind, a loss like that, that you want to make sure that doesn't happen again moving forward.
You know what? 15 other seeds are thinking, oh, there's Indiana. Oh, they 16th seed. That's what they're thinking about. So that's a great great position to be in. Tanner, keep setting up the boys and score as many game winners as you want here in the postseason, my friend.
All right,
we'll see you in a couple of weeks. Tanner Thompson and Grant Lillard joining us here. Final comment, Todd, as I say, it's been a fun bunch for you. You and your staff, I know, have enjoyed, but, now it begins.
It is. This has been a really fun team to coach, and, you know, they work really hard, and you know, every day is enjoyable, and I tell them, I mean, we're proud of what they do as long as they represent the IU soccer and the university with the type of performance that they show. I said that to him last year in an unfortunate loss in the tournament. I said, you did everything you could. It wasn't your day, and it just shows how tight the margins are. And I do think all of them have done a little extra, I know they have, to be that much more ready for the moments in the game that present the challenges that they have, whether it's defensively for Grant or on the offensive side for Tanner, to be that much better to make a play that can help us win a game. And that preparation, you know, started immediately after last year. And we don't dwell on the past. We rarely bring up games. I think this team stays very in the moment, which I'm very proud of. But it is a motivator. You want a taste of it. The guys that have been there in the championship game, which is our senior group, they want to be back there. And I think that will, again, rub off on Grant and Tanner, who haven't had a chance to get to that Final Four yet. And it's a special place. Yep. And we're gonna go into these games confident and let it roll come Sunday.
Well, we want you back here, and we did that 3 years ago, and we'll hope for the best and see if it's Connecticut or Boston, and the best of luck to you, my man.
Thank you.
In the postseason. Todd Yeagley joining us, and we'll be back to close things out. You're listening to Sports Talk. We're live from Yogi's. Well, that's going to do it for tonight. We thank, obviously, Fred Glass, Tanner Thompson, and Grant Lillard, proven winners, all Big Ten. Todd Yeagley, coach of the national champions 3 years ago, and here they are, postseason time. Sunday, out on the pitch, we'll give you the game time when we find out who the opponent is. Can't tell you that Yogi's is open now at 10 o'clock on the weekends for breakfast. Hey, our employee of the week out at shortstop, the barbecue train, Antonio Davis. He's the best in the kitchen. That's why you love to go into that spot. David Glass in the zone tomorrow night. Hoosiers and Creighton from the Assembly Hall on Thursday. Football Hoosiers on the Big Ten Network right here at Yogi's against Maryland at 12 noon on Saturday. Until early December, that's the story. Have a great week. Go Hoosiers. You've been listening to Sports Talk on News Talk 96.1 and AM 1370 WGCL. Good night, everyone.